Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast based in the north of England where we like to go to cool art things and see what's good with them. My name's Alice.
And my name's Rosie.
And we're back from our summer break, a baby.
Hey, back with a vengeance.
Yeah. Lots of revenge to have.
On art?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
or
sure.
The systems in place that stop art from happening when it should.
Ooh, that one. Why not?
Sure. We're already loopy.
Oh, you should have heard all the pre-recording preamble. It was quite a disgrace.
Amazing.
A hilarious mess, really.
Yeah, we've been away for, a month?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're recording this a bit in advance of when it's actually coming out.
Because we're going to be prepared this season.
That's the dream, really.
Don't know if we're doing seasons, but it's like round two.
Yeah, sure.
We're like all fancy now. Please note the like...
Sure.
The like... merch that's going to happen and the like brushed up logo, hey,
ooh, ooh.
Which at this time don't exist.
I was gonna say I don't think,
but they will, and I haven't talked to you about that yet, but surprise.
Well, you got a 2-week deadline coming up, so.
I've already done it. I'm just waiting until they come back.
Oh well, perfect.
So
okay,
prepared. Well, this is how I've been spending my break.
Ooh.
And on while we're on the topic, because we like to start these episodes, these podcasts, talking about what's good with us, that kind of links in.
Sure.
Because my good thing has been working hard.
Hey.
I have an Etsy now.
Hey.
Hey. So if you want to, yeah, right? If you want to buy my stuff, go on Etsy and type in Rosie the Artist, rosie.the.artist. But yeah, I'm like legit.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to set up an Etsy for far, far too long. But it's like, I don't know, it's easy once you've set it up. Mm. So anyone thinking about it, it's like, I found it a lot of effort to do it,
yeah.
To like actually get around to doing it. But once you've done it, it's well good.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
I mean, once you've done it, it's done.
Yeah, no time like the present, guys. I want to see all of your Etsy's.
I demand it.
So send your Etsy's to Hey Art What's Good on Instagram, because that's where I'll see them.
Oh,
and I'm going to favourite your shops, because I don't have a lot of shops to favourite, and we can favourite each other, and it'll be lovely.
Nice.
So yeah, like send me a link on Instagram, or you can, like, we're on Hey Art, like at Hey Art What's Good on Instagram and Twitter, or you can email me at heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com.
Sure.
Because I really do, I want to be good at Etsy, and I don't know how, so these lovely listeners can help.
Hey, well, there you go.
What about you, Alice? What is good with you?
Ooh, well, as you said before we started recording, we've had a whole summer of good things.
It has been
yours
lovely.
Was like a good personal good thing, and I could go that route, but I won't.
Awesome.
My good thing is that Lana Del Rey's new album finally came out.
I have already heard quite a lot about this,
it's
and
so,
only from Alice.
It's so good, Rosie. It's called Norman fucking Rockwell.
Yeah.
And it's just, so my main gripe, I love Lana, I love the album, I told you this.
Love you, Lana, I know you're listening.
Is that it's very much a summer album, and that's what she toted it to be. However, it came out literally 2 days ago, as of the day of recording, the end of August, and like, summer's nearly over now.
I know.
Imagine if I had it in July. Imagine how much...
Just a month earlier.
Imagine if my summer had the soundtrack of Lana Del Rey's new album. I would have loved it. It would have been fantastic.
It wasn't meant to be. I bet it was something terrible, like the post-production... Or like the...
No, it was all just meant to come out. She always releases her albums at the end of August. It's just how it is.
That's incorrect.
Well, I don't want to say anything she does is wrong, but...
It's like, God doesn't do wrong things.
But no, great album. Doing Time is my favourite song. And the music video for it is mint. So I'd recommend you watch it.
Okay.
Nice.
Love recommendations here.
Yay.
Hey.
Well, now all the pleasantries are out the way.
We'll recommend you some art.
Yes, we absolutely will. We got a message partway into our summer
Hollies.
Of holiday funness by a lovely artist called Kirsty Harris, and she's like, yo, I've got this show coming up at the end of August, do you want to come? Also, do you want a gift? And I'll tell you about the gift in a second, but also I already had the show in my diary because it just looks really cool, and
yes.
I'm excited about it,
and I love it when that happens, when we're already planning to do something and then the artist tells us to do it, we're like, yeah.
Yay!
One step ahead of you.
But the exhibition is called A Foul and Awesome Display, and it's on at Vane Gallery. You know Vane. We know Vane. Lovely place.
Everyone knows Vane.
I mean, surely.
If you don't know it, where have you been?
Yeah, Commercial
Clearly
Union
not
House.
Commercial Union House.
Everywhere, but. But it's an exhibition all about, like, nuclear bombs. So it's kind of harrowing, but awesome.
So good. Like, awesome is the correct word. It's, like, awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. And awesome, like, in contemporary lingo is often, like, a good thing, but yeah. awesome in its literal sense of, like, it fills so you with huge, awe. And it's, yeah. like, I feel like awe is kind of, like, a neutral feeling of, like, yeah. awe can be, horror, mm-hmm. or it can be joy. And this is, like...
Yeah, it's, like, experiencing yeah. something new on such a grand scale, which obviously when... you know, in the 50s when, like, these tests became, like, common knowledge, it was like, oh, dang, like,
that. Because
how does one describe this?
Yeah, it's something that the human brain probably couldn't really have comprehended making. Like, that's a man-made volcano eruption, essentially.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, that's, yeah, it's an amazing topic for an art project, I think. Yeah. I'm excited.
It's just, oh, it's amazing. And, like, in the same kind of vein as that, like, haha, vein.
I see what you did.
Oh, I didn't mean
she's
to.
She's shaking her head. She's so upset silly. Now. Crying.
In that same kind of vein, there's, like, it's a good mix of stuff. So you've got, like, some sculpture, you've got some video, you've got some audio, and you've got some paintings. And most of the paintings are friggin' huge.
Yeah.
It's, and it's just it
the
just
paintings of themselves well. Are also awe-inspiring.
That's true,
but in a nice way.
Yeah,
yeah. This was a fab exhibition just for its variety, mm-hmm. and I feel like it was the actual amount of art pieces was like scarce because they were huge, like they were like really big, and then even the smaller ones, it was like their impact was huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just a really like quite I thought an emotional. I find it emotional. Yeah. I don't know why. I think there's something to do with, like, science has gone too far. Like, this is the sci-fi we live in.
Oh, very much so. Well, do you want to give her a little walk around curation corner? Kind of dust off your old little curator's hat because it's been a...
Absolutely. I want to draw a curator's hat. What does it look like?
Just for whatever reason, imagine a graduation cap. I don't know why.
Do you know what I want to do?
Make a graduation cap
now. No, absolutely not. I didn't even get one. Leeds didn't do them.
Oh, yeah.
Boo. Like, what did I even work for? And this is such a tangent. I am absolutely going to go to curation corner in a minute.
Okay.
But what I want to talk about first is, if we did a template of a head, would people draw curator hats for us?
Ooh.
I want to do that. And then we'll put them on, like, Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
I want a competition. Oh, is this how we're kicking off? Are we kicking off this Ooh. New thing with a competition?
Yeah, when it gets a tote bag.
I think so.
Yeah, oh, thank
Done.
God. Done. Because I said it. So
she said it, then frowned and looked at me like, is this correct? So, yeah, like, that'll be on Instagram.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I can't wait. I want to know what a curator hat looks like.
Oh my God.
And then
curators out there as well, do get involved. How would you want your hat to look like?
Yeah, it's a personal thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like... yeah, what would your curator hat look like? Or do you know a curator? Or do you not know what a curator is and you're just making up a hat?
Oh my God, please.
All things are good because it's art and all art is valid.
Hell yeah.
But like,
also, second to a graduation cap, obviously I respect curators as a whole profession. I just imagine like a dunce cap, like, you know, like the pointy ones. I don't know yeah. why.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? Easter bonnet?
Ooh.
Don't know. But instead of flowers, it's art things.
What's it not, like paintbrushes and like palettes
yeah.
like, just dangling off just in your
like
face.
Damien Hirst. Oh, just sat on there.
Well, to that effect, I'm now thinking of like doing the Australian hats with the corks on it.
Oh my God, like, this is the biggest tension ever.
Okay, well, you've got some ideas to get going, guys.
And yeah, while that's mulling over, I'll tell you about the curation yes. of this exhibition.
Wonderful.
So, walk into Vane. Walk straight ahead because it's kind of like two rooms, I'd say, in Vane. Like, if you were to walk in and turn left, you're gonna go to the bar.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I mean, like, you can do that if it's a preview, I would recommend.
Yeah,
but straight ahead, and then you're in what I class as the main space, because I think maybe I've just seen more exhibitions in there.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I love it. It's the one with the tiny little room.
Yeah,
so you walk in and like just before you enter the main space is the tiny little room, and the tiny little room, I really like the artwork in there.
It's
and
just so aesthetically pleasing.
I will definitely go into more detail because I think this is incorporated in my like favourite part of this exhibition. So Ooh. Put a pin in it.
Okay.
And in this little room, there's kind of a pile of paper with an apple on it and then a light bulb just like hanging from the ceiling. And it's like, that's all there is. Walk past that and then you're in the main space. There's lots of wall-based work and it's... not canvases, it's linen, isn't it?
Unstretched linen.
Unstretched
yes.
linen. So it's just like fabric hanging on the walls, but they're huge and beautiful paintings of, well, all sorts of things. The effects, I'd say, of the immediate effect of an explosion, potentially. So think like mushroom clouds of like the testing. There's, as I say, we'll go into it a little bit more when we're like deep dive.
Because
I feel like that's, we're both like raring to go with that. straight ahead of you, if you like walk straight ahead, there's a phone on the wall.
Like which, an old like rotary telephone.
With the like, with the, I'm doing the thing.
It's the rotary element of the rotary phone.
Which is the best bit. Which does work and it does ring. And would definitely recommend picking up, answer the call.
Yes.
and then the second room of Vane, like in this space, is like equally, like it's the same size as that first room, but this was fab. It was two, you had to go through kind of a little curtain. And then on each like wall facing each other, I don't know if I'm like describing this right. So the opposite walls from when like...
Yeah.
I wish this was... visual, so because my hand movements are insane right now.
You know, you look like you go like when like air hostess people like tell you where the emergency exit is. Yeah. That's what Rosie's doing right now.
Yes. So like the two walls facing each other, it's like a full wall projection. So there's no screen. It's just the whole wall as a video, and it's just like, well, they're two separate videos. One of them's of like an aeroplane.
Like kind of crashing
it's into really
a desert.
Doesn't look real. Like it's like very, I think both videos are quite surreal actually, because it's, you don't know what's really going on in either of them, and you're stood in this room in the middle of it, like you're part of it.
Yeah.
And it's like very like immersive. And the other screen's really hard to tell what's going on. But it looks like a close up of like an office and like shelves and desks and furniture and things shaking.
Yeah, but kind of like army stuff, because it like looks what like monitoring equipment with like dials and needles and stuff,
and a cage with what I initially thought was a chicken but turns out to be a monkey.
Yeah,
so as Alice said, all sorts of stuff going on. There's like found, what seems like kind of found object in sculpture, like wall-based work, audiovisual stuff, something for everyone.
Oh yeah.
And again, it's the exact same with all art shows. If you don't necessarily think you're interested in this topic, it's worth going anyway, because it could open your eyes to like an element of this that you didn't know you were interested in, and then you find out you're interested, and then it's a happy day.
Yes. And I mean, like, before going, like the reason I wanted to go to this was like, ooh, an art exhibition about nuclear bombs. It's such an interesting topic, because it's just
nuclear stuff general. Yeah. Like radiation is fascinating. And our friend Jess was just telling me about, is it Chernobyl? Mm-hmm. There's a new TV show that I haven't watched.
Neither have I. Apparently it's amazing.
She said she watched like the first 10 minutes, which is within the first, obviously, about Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. And in the first 10 minutes, it just sets the scene of the... everything going terribly wrong, basically. And she said the first 10 minutes convinced her not only to watch the entire series, but do her own research into, like, what happened. Because it's just dark.
Yeah.
And I mean, all radiation is just a bit scary.
Yeah.
And I would recommend anyone who's interested watch... there's a show on Netflix called Dark Tourist. And in the Japan episode, he goes to, like...
was like a docuseries.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just like he just goes to weird places that like you wouldn't think were tourist destinations, but it's like towns that are full of radiation and things like that, and you go on a tour.
Ooh.
And it's really like sinister.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's, and it's all eerie, and like, because you can't touch anything, you can't take anything, so it's not like you can loot it.
Yeah,
because the like everything, all the objects, the money, everything's poisonous.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And did you know, if you go to a place where it's radiated, if you just breathe one speck of dust, you're gonna get cancer.
Ooh,
how awful is that?
Why would you go?
I don't know. Why would you make an atomic bomb? I don't know.
Well,
nuclear weapons. Why?
Yeah.
But then this is, I love true crime, and I love it because it's like, why do people do the things they do? And I think this falls into that.
Oh, yeah, no, I would agree. Yeah.
So that, and I think, again, art, best way to explore these things. Like, why? What?
Yeah. How?
Who? Where?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, it's just such a cool kind of concept. And this was a very interesting exhibition to kind of explore that. So I think we're going to dive into favorite bits.
Yeah,
my favorite bit is probably both of our favorite bits, because it's so got Dan Cool.
And because of this, oh my God. Because I was going to say my favourite is very abstract because I have to think of something different to this.
But climbed it. But so Rosie mentions the old rotary phone on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's called, oh, this is going to be an interesting sentence. It's called Cold Call, How I Learned to Stop Worrying, 1945 to 2019. And that's like the title of Dr. Strangelove. It's like, yes. Oh, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Atomic Bomb, or something like that. So first of all, cool. And it's amazing. So it's a phone with a Raspberry Pi and an Arduino in it. And what was really cool was Kirsty invited her to come along to like have a chat, like the like when she was doing the install. So I popped along just to say hello and stuff. And I saw like setting it up, and I got to like ask her how it works and stuff. She says, kind of didn't know because like other people like helped her do it. But it's such a cool concept. So it rings like for 6 times, and then if you don't answer it, it'll stop, and then it'll ring again in 20 minutes. But when you answer it, it's not like, I mean, I think the thing you want to do immediately is say hello, which I'm pretty sure Rosie did.
I did.
I told her to answer the phone. And I didn't. I don't think I necessarily told you what was going to be on. So I think this is the natural thing. Is like, hello, it's music that's playing, and it's a very, very cool bit of music. It's a musical account of every officially recorded nuclear explosion that's been detonated between 1945 and today. And you may think, how would that sound? How can that be a song? It's really cool. It's so every instrument represents a different country that partook, and every month in history lasts for a second, and every note depicts a single bomb, and it's like 14 and a half minutes long.
And that's just telling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because it's so weird, because it can be really quite discordant in parts, but then sometimes it kind of flows really nicely. So it's just kind of like, I want to know like how it was written, like who came up with that process.
Yeah, abstract music. Mm-hmm. And I want to say abstract soundscape. Because I went to art university, didn't I? Yeah, like I love anything that's like where you're trying to make music without music.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. So yeah, obviously, like,
you're just not making it to make a song.
Yeah, and I feel like this was like almost like a scientific approach, because it's like, well, here's the formula, and then I put it in like an algorithm, and then what's the result? Or like a maths thing where you like put in all the information, and then something, and then like through a code,
it's like in a supercomputer, you let that kind of cook for a bit,
and then that's what happens. And it's, I love art, or like actually just life in general, like anything creative where there is like a formula that you're following. Loads of my, like, well actually my own artwork, because I choose rules to follow. So I'll be like, these are my materials, or these are my colors, or this is the size I'm using, and then I have to follow those rules, but I can do anything within that.
Yeah,
and it's kind of, yeah, like I think that's really, really well thought out, like, formula.
Yeah,
I just think that's I couldn't have conceived that, and I don't think a lot of people could.
Yeah,
and it was so, as you say, it like actually sounded good.
Yeah,
like it really, even though it didn't always make sense, it wasn't noise, it was music. And that's something that is hard. I don't think I've seen a lot of like audiovisual stuff where it is just sound, but this is music. I truly think this is music out of something so terrible, potentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
And knowing the rules, like knowing what it represents, and knowing how long it is, and knowing what it sounds like, it is a bit jarring knowing that.
Yeah,
like, god, like that's a lot of bombs.
Yeah, oh god damn. Yeah,
and that's not what I want. There's more important things to be spending money on. Why not like education and healthcare?
Yeah,
militaries, yay.
And I'd like to know like what countries are represented by what instruments, because obviously you can hear some instruments a lot more and more frequently than others. I assume America is a big one.
Russia
probably be a big one.
They're rich.
Do China?
I was going to say, if China, like, I think it would just be silly to think China didn't.
Yeah.
We do.
Well.
What were we talking about, G7?
Yes, we were.
All of them.
Probably, yeah. And she waved her pen about it, just said that. That's great. All them ones.
All of them.
So another thing that made this bit especially cool is because we kind of have a bit of this. So something, I think Kirsty did something like a kind of Kickstarter or some kind of crowdfunding to make these like legit vinyl records of this like music piece, and like, the record is beautiful. It's got like two different paintings on each side of it, like that are in the exhibition. And some people like were given them free, and I think you can buy them from the exhibition, I think.
No, yeah, I'm sure yes. You can, because I saw them boxed up.
Perfect. But then she was like, do you want one? I was like, oh my God, are you sure? Absolutely. Like, yes, please, like, take one. I was like, good, will do.
Thank you, Kirsty.
And I immediately took it home and played it on the record player we've got, and it works and it sounds beautiful. And vinyl is just cool.
Yeah.
I might become a vinyl person now.
You should. It's very good. I have lots of vinyls you can borrow. Because that's the beautiful thing. Like, vinyl's kind of like a physical book.
Yeah.
And that, like, you lend books to people and you share that experience. So okay. I think that would be nice.
That's cute.
And a lot of mine, like, passed on from parents and uncles and stuff. So nice. It's all like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing I learned recently, throwback to my good thing, I can get Lana's new album on vinyl. So I might be that person.
Do it. I think you've got to like invest. Because we went to the first gig we ever went to, Miss Mister. Mm-hmm. I bought their vinyl.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
So like when we were there.
Oh, I remember you bought something. I just can't remember what it was.
And a poster.
Nice. I remember the poster because I've seen the poster.
So Miss Mister and the Kinks.
Hey.
Were my first. And Bob Dylan, Desire.
Okay.
Because that's the best album. Fight me.
Okay. Fight on.
Fight on. No, thank you so much, Kirsty. This is like, you started something. I think this is like the coolest.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Because now, like, just, it's just lovely to, like, artists, man. Art people are the best people. But there's been so many cool opportunities of like pottery and glass blowing.
Yeah.
And now we have this beautiful original artwork that we're both obsessed with.
Yeah.
And it will be cherished forever.
It really will.
So don't worry, your baby is safe with us.
I promise not to break it.
I'll kill you. You break that record and I'll break you. Yes. That kind of links in, I think, to what I liked about it, like what my favorite element was.
Okay.
And my favorite element is not any artwork in particular. My favorite element of this exhibition is by far how surprisingly interactive it could be. Because when you first arrived there, it was just like any old show. But then the more I like interacted with the artwork, the more there was artwork to interact with. So I didn't realize until afterwards that the piece I loved with the apple and the light bulb and the pile of paper, the idea was that you have to eat the apple and take one of the sheets of paper.
What?
And it's a reference to, I think, I might have to double check this, because was it the person who invented the bomb? Maybe. So it's described as like an instructional artwork, and it quote unquote commands you to eat the apple and take a printout from the stack. The apple references the father of the atomic bomb, J.R. Oppenheimer. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Oppenheimer. One of the two.
Who apparently attempted to poison his lab tutor at Cambridge University.
Ooh.
So there's a bit of gossip for you.
Hot gossip. Drama. From like 80 years ago.
Yeah. But which I didn't realize that's a whole, like, I mean, I don't think you should eat the apple because it's art. But like,
it does tell you to do it though.
I mean, what is art? Can you eat it? Stay tuned and find out. No, don't, because we didn't do it. But that was like, I don't know, I wish now I'd taken a sheet of paper, because on it, it had the it works kind of quote, of which was everywhere. It's what is that, the quote that like when it finally, when the bomb went off and they were like, it's happened, we did it, yay.
I'm sure that's exactly how they said it.
I bet they were really as excited as that.
Yay.
Can you tell I love weapons?
Yes. It's coming across real strong.
I like cried the first time I held a gun.
When did you hold a gun?
When I went to America.
Oh, of course.
And I went to a shooting range, and it was the worst thing I've ever done. It was horrible. Don't do it.
Oh, damn.
I'd try. It was shotgun, and I think I'd probably have been better with a handgun.
What a starter gun. Did it throw you backwards?
I cried a lot, and then I cried consistently throughout the experience.
I'm just imagining shooting a gun.
And everyone else was having the best time because they're all American. And I'm sure there was like a yay Trump thing on the wall.
Yay.
And stuff, because, you know,
America.
And yeah, no, just weapons are awful. Why would you ever want to be near anything that was only designed to take a life?
Yeah.
Like, people try and equate it to, like, cars are weapons. No, they're not. Car gets you from A to B, but it can be used wrongly as a weapon. But a gun can't be used correctly. Like, it can only maim.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But then, like, that's... I feel emotional having seen this show now. Like, I feel, like, amped up, and I feel like it made me consider a lot of my own opinions towards things like... like science, the history of weapons, bombs, radiation. Like, it made me think about all those. And
good.
It's healthy, I
art
think.
Art evokes.
Exactly. It's just, if you need to sometimes think about things you would, like, not otherwise think about. And yeah. Another interactive element I loved was the audiovisual piece, because the fact that you walk in the room and on both sides of you, you're, like, in this audiovisual bubble. It's dark and it's only lit by the screens, and I'm not joking, the screens, they're the size of a wall.
Yes,
like they're the size of your living room wall, for sure. Bigger, even, depending on how big your living room is.
Wow.
And the I liked another one where it was like a weird gray plinth next to one of the paintings, and it had a hole in it, and you had to, like, peer in over the top, and it was a little video of someone vandalizing, is it Kilroy Was Here?
Yeah.
Which is something my granddad used to tell me, because he grew up at North Shields, and he said that was all over the shipyards and stuff.
Yeah, because I think the goal with that, because you just, like, write it on, like, metal with chalks, I think the goal would be the first person to write that. I don't know where it came from.
Me neither.
But it's at least as old as that.
And even that, it's, like, referencing something, like, we could all do. Like, that's... group participation.
Yeah, well.
And yeah, there's loads of stuff, like answering the phone, and there was posters up for grabs that hopefully if you go, there's still some.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I hope they were up for grabs because I took some. So
yeah, the other ones, yeah.
Yeah, and oh, it was lovely just to be able to take away a piece of art as well. So
it's like A2, it's lush.
It's a proper poster and it's really nice. So yeah, just a fantastic exhibition that you can really, I mean, with any art show, you can take away what you put in, as is all experiences in life. But I think this one, like, was asking you to, like, reach out and touch it and reach out and do something with it. And hopefully then you can take something away from it and continue to work with it and continue to, like, mull it over.
Yeah.
And even if what you take away from it is listening to this or having a discussion with someone, or, you know, it's really cool. So, yeah, a wonderful exhibition to kind of come back with.
Oh, yeah.
Because... not only was the topic fascinating and epic and grand, but really, like, poignant?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say so.
And it, I mean, it sucked me in. I, like, as I say, I was, like, invested. Like, the phone. The phone was amazing.
So cool.
So, yeah, I would absolutely recommend popping in.
Yes.
How long is it on till?
It's on till the 28th of September.
Oh.
And Vane is open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 till 5. So, tons of time to pop in. It could be a lunchtime pop in, or if you're at work Monday to Friday, pop in on the Saturday.
Yeah. And it's, like, centre of town. There's no excuse.
Yes, very easy to get to.
Also, let's mention, because Vane always does, a lot of art galleries do it, but Vane, almost without fail, for every exhibition they do, like, workshops and stuff.
Yes.
So, on the 28th of September,
which is the last day of the exhibition.
Yes. Kirsty Harris, get her name right firstly. Kirsty Harris in conversation with Dr. Daniel Barnes. So it's Saturday the 28th and it's 3 till 4:30, I believe. So if this is something you're interested in, pop along.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go because...
why not?
It's sci-fi, but in real life.
Yes.
The best and worst. You decide. Get in touch.
But yeah, I hope you go along. If you do go along, let us know. Just want to say thanks again for Kirsty for inviting me. It was mint.
I'm sorry I couldn't come along to the, like, I was so upset. I was so ill that day.
It's okay.
But then it meant I rested and was well enough for the actual, like, event.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It was mint.
Wonderful.
Yay. Something we do at the end of these episodes is to say something that we're looking forward to doing. I, for example, my looking forward to is very, very close. It's going to happen in the next couple of hours. Ooh, me and my sister are going to go walk some dogs at a dog shelter, like in Rekha and Gateshead. You can just pop in with, like, some ID and stuff and volunteer to walk the dogs. And so if you know us at all, you know we love dogs. We've always had dogs and they're just the best and they deserve love and walks, so we're gonna do that.
That's so lovely. And didn't they say you can just show up?
Yeah,
you don't even need an appointment, you just show up. Yeah. And they like give you some dogs to walk.
I'm so excited.
That's such a lovely thing to do with your time. What else would you be doing? I think we'll talk about this a lot, like when we're recording, because we tend to record at the weekends.
Yeah,
so it's like, what else would I be doing on a Sunday?
Yeah,
so that's giving some love to some very
I'm so
lovely.
Excited, Rosie. I love dogs so much.
I know. I'm excited for you. Because I am allergic to dogs.
I'm so sad.
So you're
for
giving
you.
Them the love I can't.
I'll take pictures and send
you
them.
Yeah, that would be perfect. That's more than ideal. And I can tell you the thing I'm looking forward to is after Amy's done that with you, she's coming to my house.
Oh, she's popular, isn't she?
I know. Look at her. What's she like? Because I'm having. So over the past few weeks, me and the boy have cleared out our like yard outside, and I've always had a garden. So I've like missed having a garden outdoor space because we're an upstairs flat as well. So it's not like, you know, I'm used to just opening the doors and having green. And
having land there.
Yes. And it's like something I've got like a pining for. Oh. Yeah. So we did up the garden. It's actually really nice. We're just like in proper garden style, just like finding stuff. So like all furniture, like mum's given us all garden chairs and stuff. We've got some bricks and made a fire pit. And we're gonna start a fire and try and cook sausages. Ooh. On them.
We should do marshmallows as well.
Yeah,
because there's nothing better than like a lightly charred marshmallow.
We're thinking of going to Tynemouth Market after this, because on Sundays at the very end of the market there's a bread stall and they sell like delicious and huge loaves of like homemade bread for like £3. Yes, so we're going to toast some bread.
Hell yeah, dude.
And just generally have a lovely time.
Oh, sounds so good. So
that is definitely what's good with me.
That's very good. Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So let's like stop recording and get on with that.
Perfect, cool. Well, just quickly end by saying, if you want to get in touch with her, we've got Twitter and Instagram at heyartwhatsgood. You can email her, heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com. Got a website, heyartwhatsgood.com. If you've got any recommendations, any cool like things you want to let her know, or just want to have a chat.
And I'm serious, get involved with that competition.
Oh my God.
Just think, you might be the only one that takes part and then you're the winner. Boom. Because I mean, I've never held a competition before, so I don't know. But I'm dead excited. Please send your submissions. I'll have put the deadline on Instagram and the website.
Yeah, so perfect.
Let's figure it out and I'll mention it next episode.
Yay. Oh my God.
So like
so
you'll have your
excited.
Weekly reminder until I've decided it's the end.
I can't wait. Oh my God.
Curate a hat. What's up? And it would be amazing if I could then get the hat made and then wear it when it's curation corner.
Amazing. And no one will see because it's just an audio podcast. I can't wait.
Well, it's not for them, Alice.
It's for me. For you're me. Quite right. Well, because you won't be able to see it. I'll be able to see it. I'll look
oh,
at you.
Oh, yeah. So do I it for win. Alice, okay? Make it good because Alice's eyes have to see it.
Please.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Hope it was kind of coherent.
Yeah, I think it
was. Or a bit
was.
Rusty, but bear with us.
Yeah, we'll get back into the swing of it.
And thanks for being here with us.
Yeah.
We've missed you.
Yeah. Until next time.
See you around.
Bye.